Welcome to the second episode of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Ryan, here with Dirk.
How you doing?
Lewis, Skyping in with us. Say hi, Lewis.
You got it. What's up, guys?
Up, yeah. Up from the Northwest. So close.
Northwest tip, like I said.
So close to Canada, you can taste the maple syrup.
And the communism. Right? That can't
I think they're there's something like where they give out free healthcare for bread.
I don't
think
socialism.
That's what they do. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't know a lot about America's hat.
It totally is. It's a nice hat.
They have poutine, and that's just fantastic.
So
that's Russia.
So we are here for the second episode. I'd like to congratulate Ryan across the room for making it to the second episode. We made it.
Hey, we made it, and my liver hasn't failed yet.
Time to shut it down. So we are going to keep with the whole sticking with number twos, with sequels, and we decided to choose Mega Man 2, one in part because I really love the game, and our buddy Lewis on the phone, when I called him and asked him what game we should do, he just shot out just Mega Man 2, just no holds barred. So
all over the place, yep, just, Mega Man 2.
Just shooting Mega Man
just
everywhere.
Just shooting, just, yeah. Just that little...
That's how I do. Yep, Mega Man 2, guys. It's a great game, so, yeah.
You guys totally asked for it, so you get a... that's the last time I'll do that.
Okay.
Or
is it? Or is it?
I want more.
Okay, so, Lou, you seem to know a little bit more about Mega Man 2. I didn't know a lot about the history, but you, for some reason, you actually, we should preface this. You grew up down the street from the Nintendo, was it... Their American headquarters, or
yeah, like Nintendo of America is in Redmond, and I grew up like probably about 15 minutes away from there, and it's not like that has, I don't think that has too much to do with me knowing more about, you know, Nintendo or Mega Man 2 than anything, but I did do a thing where I got to go to this place called the Evaluation Center where we'd get to go play games before they came out and evaluate them, so that was kind of cool. But other than that, like really, the reason why I think I know a little bit more about Mega Man and Mega Man 2 is that the first Mega Man came out and it didn't have a ton of a ton of hype behind it because this was back like in 87 when, you know, Castlevania was coming out, and like it was, as far as marketing goes and just understanding what Nintendo is, like that's when people were, you know, still starting to get their feet wet. And Nintendo Power started coming out right about the time that Mega Man 2, actually right before Mega Man 2 and Castlevania 2 and Super Mario Brothers 2, that's when it started coming out. And man, like that wasn't like any of the publications we have now, because that was like, if you were into video games, like specifically Nintendo, that was the only game in town, and they did a great job of hyping games. Did you guys get Nintendo Power? They didn't make it in Sholo, did they?
It wasn't available in Sholo.
Knocked Sholo.
Yeah.
Well played.
Got mail there, believe it or not. It came on horseback, but we still got it. I had Nintendo Power. Dirk did not, because
I didn't get. I had Game Pro.
They lived in one of those
no.
like converted camper trailers. I dug a hole in the ground, like Separationists.
I was taken to a mall, and I went to like one of those magazine shops when they actually had the magazine shops. And my mom just pointed at one of the magazines.
She's 2004.
Yeah, in 2004, she took 23-year-old Dirk, and she's just like, pick one out.
And you got the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, like, and it was awkward.
Just one. Yeah. And no, for some reason, I chose GamePro, and I think I had a subscription to that for about, I think, 3 years. But I the Nintendo Power, there was a guy that that I went to school with who always had it, and he used to bring it in. So I'm familiar with it. Rest in peace, by the way, second time we've...
Yeah, we keep talking about Nintendo
one out for
Power.
Our homies.
I don't...
Nice. Well, all right. So the whole point behind Nintendo Power, though, is that that was basically one of the biggest marketing pushes that earlier games had, and I don't remember exactly what issue it was. Like, I think the second issue was like Castlevania 2, but one of those issues had like these screenshots for Mega Man 2, and I had played the original Mega Man. And I thought it was a good game, and it had kind of a cool concept because you basically had to beat these bosses, and then they give you their weapons, and then you have to choose the next boss to fight based on what weapon that was, or what weapon is their weakness. And it was kind of like, that was kind of how the game was, that was one of the big gameplay mechanics behind it. But Mega Man 2, the graphics were so much better than like most of the other games out there, and they had this in the Nintendo Power that had it, they had that picture of that dragon that chases you in Dr. Wily's castle.
Oh yeah.
And I just remember just talking about that shit with my friends like in elementary school. You're just like, oh my god, the graphics are amazing. And they were, and that's kind of a lot of the hype that came with it.
I'm actually looking at the Mega Man 2 cover right now for Nintendo Power, I can't see which one it is. It's the July-August 1989 cover. And that
is it a cover? They didn't get a cover.
Yeah, they got a cover.
Okay, but that wasn't the issue that had... Like, they actually had a preview of it before that actually came out.
It just says, Mega Man 2, Dr. Wily launches lunatic plot.
Yeah, so...
And
That's what it says. And well, no, but it's got like a claymation design.
Right, I remember that one.
Yeah, and he's got Dr. Wily. It almost looks like he's in water, but no, I mean this. I can see this being just gangbusters.
Oh yeah, and that's why. So when you talk about, I think one of the reasons why I thought it was a good idea to choose Mega Man 2 and not Mega Man 1 is because it was so much more refined. It took the elements from Mega Man that worked and brought them forward and improved on it and added more power ups, and then. It probably not necessarily better than Mega Man 3. I mean, some people think 3 is better, but I just feel like it's more memorable in just how far it came and just the bosses weren't quite as... Mega Man 3, you start getting some like a little bit more eclectic bosses and Mega Man can slide and there's a lot more story in it, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just Mega Man 3 was just a little too complicated for 8-year-old Lou.
Yeah, and I never played Mega Man 3 just because I think that was during the poor stage of my family's life to where we only got an allowance once a month and me and my brother couldn't save it, so we never got anything.
Couldn't save it? Why?
Because
did your parents steal it from you? Came in your room and like took
No. I spent that shit. Like, I blew through it.
Like a true American.
Yeah, so we never bought Mega Man 2, but my neighbors had it, and that was the game that I remembered actually sitting on the ground like in front of their old crappy CRT TV.
Dude, was it one of those ones like that's built into a big wooden cabinet?
Yes, it was.
Oh, right, awesome.
That was exactly what it was. So we would sit there and we played and played and played this game. And I remember when I beat Mario Brothers. I know that I remembered that I could beat Mario Brothers. I just remembered when I actually beat Mega Man 2, when we made it through all the nonsense. That was like kind of one of the first games that I remember just being, I mean, as blown away as I could at the time because I was really young and stupid, but no. And what we need,
well, at least you grew out of one of those things,
so I'm forever young, man. I appreciate that. I look good, don't I? I think one of the things that we should talk about is that Ryan never ever played Mega Man 2.
Last weekend was the first time I have ever played Mega Man 2.
I just don't. The thing is like that's like talking to someone and be like, oh yeah, you know, I listen to the Beatles, but I've never heard Led Zeppelin. I've never heard a Led Zeppelin song before.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard of Mega Man, and I'm familiar with Mega Man, and I'm familiar with some of the story. I mean, not all of the characters, but, you know, an evil scientist created evil robots, and a good scientist created a good robot man-child to fight them. And
false.
Yeah, it's close enough. That's false. What I know. It's like I know all the Beatles. There's John and Paul and Phil and Ted.
Yes.
So I know enough about it. I know it exists. You know, I used to watch that. I used to watch the cartoon, and I spend time on the internet, so I'm aware of Mega Man. I never played it. I played Excitebike.
Well, yeah.
Well, see, I played Excitebike as well. I don't understand. To me, that it blows me away because we sat here after the mixdown after the last episode, and we had a little bit of a problem getting everything to line up for to upload our first episode. So there might have been a lot of drinking involved. And we sat down and played Mega Man 2 for the first time, and we got to the Quick Man stage, and I thought Ryan's head was going to pop.
It's infuriating.
It was funny because I was looking at him, and I could remember the trial and error of what you had to do to get through that stage, let alone beat Quick Man. He was no Crash Man, like, easy, but... Just the stage was just punishing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the thing about these games is that they're made easier. The levels are made easier if you know what, like, power-ups or tricks or weapons from the bosses that you've already beat, if you know kind of what order to do things in. So that was kind of one of the things that we wanted to talk about, right? Like, just how that all works. Like, what order do you do? Like, so there's 8 different, like, mini-bosses, basically, robot masters, however you want to call them.
Robot Masters.
Robot Masters. They're laid out like the Brady Bunch.
Well, no, the Robot Masters, actually, they could think for themselves. They were made to be thinking robots, and then every little robot within the level was just lesser than Robot Masters, so they were just a lather, rinse, repeat, lather, rinse, repeat.
Like, so, like, your bosses were like the iRobot vacuum, and the robots in the levels were like your toaster.
Sure.
Yes, a toaster.
In layman's terms.
A toaster that... Mega Man.
I'm getting this now. Mega Man, not being familiar with Mega Man, if you say it to me like that.
I just feel like it's not that complicated of a premise that you need to break it down, because I think what you're actually talking about is more complicated, because I'm thinking of a toaster and I'm like, wait, one does, like, it just totally throws me off.
Attack
like,
toaster.
Really what it comes down to. So you got Bubble Man, Air Man, Quick Man, Heat Man, Wood Man, Metal Man, Flash Man, Crash Man. And basically, you just kind of look at it like, all right, some of these guys are like, you know, Bubble Man is a water stage, Air Man's like up in the sky. So you kind of look at it like, okay, what element's going to beat like another element? And you can kind of use some of that logic to figure out a good order to go in.
Not yet. It's not always intuitive.
Yeah, that works in maybe like a third
right, but
of it.
And I'll give you the example of going up against Woodman. You're like, oh, I got a saw. I'm going to rip this guy in half. Nope. It's the other one that kills wood. It's
no,
heat.
Well, yeah, that's true. The metal. Basically, what it comes down to really is the metal man weapon basically does a number on everybody.
That was the amazing. I love that weapon. I mean, it's kind of cheap shot just because you could actually go in eight different directions
right.
with it. You could go diagonal down, right, left. That was kind of cool, especially because when you started off, your blaster was pretty limited, which I blame Dr. Light for that. So.
Yeah, why didn't he just give you a whole bunch of saw blades? That seemed like way better.
He gave you the power to absorb enemy powers.
He gave you the power to feel.
To love.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. So, but yeah, no, Metal Man, like, it just, like, I think Metal Man's the one, too, that if when you face the Robot Masters again in Dr. Wily's castle, I think Metal Man, if you use his blade on him, I think it takes him out in one shot. I think it's kind of cool. Nice little Easter egg.
Yeah, no, it is. It was actually... I remember when we found that out, because you have to go back and beat him at the end twice. When you found that out, it kind of blew my mind. It was... I don't want to jump out ahead of ourselves, but I do know that a lot... at least two of the bosses that Wily put in place to prevent Mega Man from getting up to his castle, they had errors, and he just like left them out in the field. He's like,
They had errors, like...
Yeah, what are you saying?
They blue screened?
Okay, so... Metal Man's malfunctions. Metal Man's malfunction was he was susceptible to Mega Man's blaster, and that he could be killed by his own weapon in one shot. So that was an actual malfunction. It was kind of like a backstory type thing. And another one is Bubble Man.
I think you're making up your own backstories for it. See,
I swear to God, I read this on the web.
He writes Mega Man.
I think so.
I do.
He's like, oh yeah, and Crash Man.
No.
Like, you know, he lost his family. And
but
you know, he's
and he comes into the room and he looks at Mega Man dead in the eyes and he says, "I want to love you." That's it. Yeah,
cocksuckers.
It's graphic. I'll send you the link later.
Yeah,
anyway. So when I'm not writing porn fan fiction for Mega Man 2, I. Lose my train of thought and try to bring it back. All right. So anyway, Bubble Man, you guys have to admit, Bubble Man, for being somebody who's designed to swim in water, was a weird lumpy, like he jumped and then kind of flopped around in the water.
You should see me in the pool.
Well, okay,
I'm graceful,
so,
like a manatee.
That's how he was.
He was beautiful.
That was written out to be like it's an error in his programming. Like he malfunctioned. So that's why he wasn't like just jumping everywhere. Like he wasn't smooth about being in the water.
I thought about that earlier. He jumps just as slow and crappy as you do. Why? That's stupid.
Yeah, because he was designed to be in water.
Breeze through the water like a dolphin and rip your head off like a shark. That would be way cooler.
It's called game design, guys. Like if you made Bubble Man like this freaking crazy hard boss. Like, I mean, the thing about the game is like it's actually... It's weird how it's balanced, because some of the... Like the bosses are actually pretty easy when you know what to use against them. Like to...
Oh no, I'm not saying he's hard by any means.
Well, you're saying that he is kind of.
He should have been hard. He should have used his element against you.
I'm saying that the programmers didn't program to be all like wonky on purpose. Well, they did on purpose as part of the backstory, as part of the story on why he wasn't able to move around a lot. That was, I mean, it works into the game design, but it's more of like, you know, a story.
You're not accepting it. I mean, hey, like, I don't know if that's canon, but, you know, I don't, sure.
I read that on the Wikipedia.
Oh, well, all right.
And it might as, I, maybe right after
the
I wrote it.
I edited Wikipedia to say that exact thing, so I know it's true.
All right, well, we started this thing, we were talking about the order of the bosses that you went through. So... I'm going to start with Ryan across the room from me, because I don't think he... I know he didn't finish the game. He rage quit and then just started drinking. So
No. I started drinking, then I rage quit, and then I continued drinking. I think you got it all wrong, buddy. All right. I am an idiot. Okay. So, being that I've never played the game, I just decided to make up my own order, because I don't know the order. I just started with Bubble Man, because he looks lame. He looks like a bitch. Honestly, he looks like a guy I could take out. He's throwing bubbles. Why not? And hey, it worked out that way. He hit me once. And all right, awesome. If this is how this game is going to go, I'm going to just own it. Then I moved on to Woodman. Again, looked like a bitch. No, you know what? I started with Metal. I'm sorry, guys. I started with Metal Man. Because I wanted that blade.
Yeah, you started because we
because I knew about the blade. Before. I wanted that. I knew I wanted that. And you know, it wasn't bad. So I smoked him. It was easy. I didn't know he was susceptible to Mega Man's weapon.
It's because, yeah, he
worked out really well
because
that weapon is badass.
Error.
And then Bubble Man fell.
Check the facts.
Woodman, because I have the saw now. Why not? Go for the wood guy. That I killed him. And then I moved on to Airman. And my whole entire world started falling apart.
Actually,
pretty much at that point.
Woodman is made out of Hinuki Cypress, if you want to know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That is true. He is made of a certain type of wood, and it's Hinuki Cypress.
And he also makes a great pork shoulder.
Hey, I'm telling you, I haven't tried him for smoking. I did a little bit of research before we started this.
You're
apparently
researching
that was
such
wrong.
Weird shit, though, because it's like, I mean, most people played this game when they were younger, unless they were, you know, I mean, I guess you could have played it when you're older, but most people probably played it when they're a little bit younger. And, like, none of that. Like they didn't, like, oh, what species of wood is Woodman?
No.
What species of wood is Woodman?
I'm doing it more for the programmers because they have to have a backstory for each robot. You can't just throw them out there. Why else would they put him in a wood shield or a wood suit without, like, making it a certain type of
wood? Well, I
think
a lot of that comes after the fact. Like, the fact that there's, like, an actual Zelda timeline, I think that's kind of bullshit. Like, I think they're like, no, we made these games, and then, you know, the internet's trying to kind of weave this shit together.
And now we're going to try to explain it. We're going to go back and make this all make sense. I know it didn't make sense 30 years ago, but
so
here, let me write this down.
Well, I'll
for
give you that species. That's fine. But keep going, dude. What did you do after Woodman?
All right.
Jeez.
So I went on to Airman because that seemed pretty lame, too. A guy with a fan in his chest. How hard could he be? And it wasn't him so much as his fucking stage. I kept falling. Those stupid, he dropped those eggs, or those little birds would drop those eggs, and like 1,000 other little birds will come out to attack you, like you're trying to steal their nest. And I continued to another boss. So I never actually got through Airman.
God.
Are you there, Lewis? Lewis?
God damn it.
Lewis.
Lewis, where's the button?
In the middle.
I know. Where's the mouse? I mean,
there you go.
Hi.
Yeah,
Lewis.
Have you?
Fucking shit, man. I don't know. Skype always does.
Isn't Washington like
a very progressive?
Yeah. No, I mean it's a big technology state. That's where
it
Microsoft
is. No, my
is
internet's
at.
Good. It's just my router or modem. I don't know what the fuck. But anyway, sorry, man. We gotta keep it rolling though.
All right,
so let's go on.
Well, we got to do. Do you got to do the
all
one,
right,
two
so,
boop or not?
No booping. I'll fix
so yeah.
It
so you know where you ended, right? Okay.
Yeah. So I couldn't beat Airman, so I moved on to Flashman because I figured he might have a good weapon that I could use, and all of those bombable walls were in my way, and I didn't realize that there was one path that you could take that didn't involve bombing all the walls. So I killed myself several times to continue on to another boss.
So far, Airman has beat you.
Yeah.
No, their stages
their
have beat
Their stages
you.
Have defeated me. I went on to Quickman.
Oh, no.
Because why not? Why the fuck not? Why not? And I killed him really easily with my regular weapon. Finally beat a boss.
But it should also be noted that Quickman was the stage that we did trial and error to get through, right? That was the laser stage, right?
Oh, shit. I don't remember. I was drunk.
All right.
So I went on to Heatman.
And
I got stuck. They have those blocks that appear and reappear.
Yeah,
and
Heatman.
I got stuck in them, and then it would push me through the wall to a hole. I was getting defeated by glitches.
There's a
constantly.
There was a glitch that you can exploit for that I accidentally ran into, but yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And that's where I gave up. I couldn't cross that big lava pit because I didn't have the, what is it, number two? Is that the platform that shoots you across?
Yeah, you ride it across.
Yeah, you ride. I didn't have that, and I couldn't jump on all those disappearing blocks because I didn't have the pattern down. So I gave up. I'm a quitter. I am a coward.
Well, that's, I mean, that's totally understandable. I think, like, the point, I mean, I don't know that I'm going to go through the order that I went through, but, like, really what it comes down to is a lot of the levels are even harder than the bosses are. Like, the Quick Man thing you're talking about, if you didn't know that you needed to get the Flash Man stop time thing before you do that, it's insanely difficult. And I actually went through, I didn't remember that you needed to get that first. And I'm going through, like, when these beams kind of come across, and you have to time your jumps and kind of know where, you know, the different platforms are before you fall. Like, there's no way. Like,
yeah.
It's so hard to do. I mean, you can do it, but it's just like, yeah.
Well, no, you actually have to, kind of pick where you're falling through the previous screen. Like, you have to actually, to time a jump right or to land on a platform right to get past those lasers. But yeah, no, I did Quick Man seventh, so I already knew I had a backstory. I couldn't remember exactly what everything did. I just knew that God, who was before that? Oh, I lost my train.
Oh, damn you, Dirk!
No, Flashman. Flashman, man. No.
So, if you never played the game before, did the manual say what each boss was equipped with? I mean, how are you supposed to know that it wasn't Flashman the time? Stop.
Yes.
How the hell are you supposed to know that?
Yeah, Crowner. Dude, that's the kind of shit, like, when you were a kid, like, you would go at recess, and, like, you and your friends would be like, dude, I don't know, like, how to beat this boss. And then, like, some kid always, like, knew how to do all this crap, and it's probably because his parents let him call the Nintendo help hotline or something like that. But...
Did you ever... I know Lou, called
that,
didn't
you?
No. Lou did, but I didn't.
Oh, you never did. Okay,
no,
so yeah.
No.
You're the first person I met who did
that. That's like
$3
an hour or $3 a minute or something like that.
Do you remember what game you called it on?
I think it was for Star Tropics or something. It was, yeah, I mean, I didn't do it a ton.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I cut you off. I apologize. No, you were talking about how fat kids on the playground, but their parents
called
it.
You were talking about that kid with the allergies and the thick glasses.
You.
And I didn't know shit about Mega Man, so I don't know why you're bringing this up.
Side notes, just so you guys know, the game manual actually did tell you what their weapons do. So that was a problem.
Okay, so that would have been easier if I had that in front of me instead of an emulator.
Yeah, but it's not like you didn't have the whole internet where you can actually look that shit up.
No, Dirk wouldn't let me cheat.
No, I wouldn't let him cheat.
You should let him at least look up the manual. I mean, come on.
Didn't think about that. I never look at a manual. I'm a man.
Yeah, so...
I put the man in manual.
So anyway, I don't know. But that's... I mean, the basic point is, the levels, a lot of them are hard, and it's cool, though, that they have their own themes and their own, in Bubble Man, when you're underwater, you have that gravity where you're, you're denser or less dense than the water, so when you jump, you jump higher, basically, and you have to avoid these little black spikes.
That was awesome, by the way. I really enjoyed that stage.
Well, no,
a lot.
It's cool. It's a cool little mechanic. And then they have, stages where, or a stage, I forget which one it is, where you you're on ice kind of, or you're kind of moving slicker. Maybe that's Dr. Wily's castle.
No, that was Crash Man.
That was the one with the bombs I couldn't blow up, or the bombable walls
because
I couldn't get around. Some idiot.
God damn it! We should really, because Crash Man, he gave you, no, it's Flash Man. Flash Man was the ice stage. Crash Man gave you the bombs to bomb the bombable walls.
Yeah, because there was they looked like alarm clocks that shot golf balls at you in that stage. But I remember having to die on that stage several times to continue because of those stupid bombable walls, so that sticks out in my memory pretty hard.
I just think it's funny how you got stuck there, because they didn't...
Lewis?
Skype fail!
I would like to say that we would like to just condemn Lou's internet connection. That's why he will not be on the rest of this podcast, because he dropped off, and that was the fourth time. Doesn't matter. We're tired of it. We're done with it.
We're done. We're cutting him off.
He's got babies to take care of that we don't even understand. So the rest of the podcast is just back to Dirk and Beef. So the order that I did it in was I always start with Airman. The Airman stage, just. For some reason, that was always just the first stage that we chose. I'm not quite sure why, but for some reason, whenever I was younger, Airman was always the first one to go. So if you heard the Airman music coming on in, that was the beginning of the whole Mega Man thing going on. So That's like this right here. This is the start of Mega Man for me. Just that shit right there.
Where that's all the, where hot. The fuck, I could fuck to this.
Where the birds just destroyed you.
Yeah, fuck those birds. You know what? I know I already said it once. But fuck those. Who? He is a robot god with an arm cannon, and he's getting defeated by freshly hatched birds.
Many birds.
That's ridiculous.
Well, this begs the question, if the robot bird could lay an egg and then drop mini birds, much like the
Bulbasaur. So that was a robot bird?
Yeah, they're all robots. He's not training
so
animals.
So the robot bird, well, I thought it was, you know, maybe like Sonic when they were real animals.
No. These are all just, like, they were made. They were all created.
That's stupid. And why would you create a bird to drop eggs with other tiny birds in it? Well, why could you create a bird that drops a goddamn nuclear weapon?
No, this goes back to the thing for me when I was talking to you about, like, the backstory about how Dr. Wily put in robots that had errors in there. He wanted to get caught. He's like the pedophile who, like, shows up to catch a predator.
Hey, I bought some seals.
He put broken robots in his levels to...
Yeah, because at the end, you get to him and you beat him, and he just straight up bows down.
He does. Well, I think he was kind of... Yeah, he bows down. He does that.
He does. He says, we're not worthy.
You wouldn't
he does that shit.
You wouldn't know that because you didn't make it.
Oh, I have YouTube.
We did just watch the speedrun. So anyway, yeah, the Airman stage, that was always the first for me. So I just went for him, even though I knew that Metal Man had the blade that I could wreck house with. So Metal Man was the second one that I went with. And nothing real special about the Metal Man stage. The music was pretty killer. We'll come back to that just because that was one of the really awesome aspects of Mega Man 2 was all the music. So from Airman to Metal Man to Bubble Man, because fuck him.
Bubble Man?
Yeah, Bubble Man was my third one up.
Bubble Man's so easy.
He was my third one. Well, I knew I could beat Airman. I knew I could beat Metal Man. Why start a Bubble?
Oh, are you saying fuck him just because he's a bitch? Or are you saying fuck him because it was hard? Because
he's a pussy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck him.
Well, I also I avoided the stages. Like, one of the things about Mega Man 2, like, the difficulty level. You're talking about with the...
difficulty level. Did you notice that? I never thought about that. There's a normal and there's a difficult.
Haven't tried the difficult.
Can you imagine doing that shit on difficult?
I would just imagine the enemies are a little bit harder. There might be more of them. I've actually never delved into that.
The difficult is difficult. Difficult should be hell. That, like, this is before there was hell mode on games.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So yeah, fourth was Heat Man, because I knew that Heat Man could die by the Bubble Man thing. Flash Man, he was a pussy. I actually wrote that pussy. Spelled it wrong.
like pussy?
I think I just... just P-U-S and then what looks like an S and then a Y.
Okay.
So maybe I was just going too fast. And then Woodman, because I thought that the Metal Man blade would beat Woodman. I didn't know that He-Man would. And then from Woodman to Quickman, and then Crashman was the last one for some reason. The only reason I chose Quickman stage second to last is just because of those stupid lasers.
The lasers. Yeah. The lasers are like the worst thing in Mega Man. Or when you fall underwater, if you don't realize how high you're going to jump.
No, that in the okay, Bubble Man so stage. That adds to some of the difficulty level about this game is that there were things that could hit you and take away your life, and then there was the instant death things, which were the spikes, the
lava. I only fell into the lava once and died. The other times I fell into the lava, I had already got hit by something, so I was still doing that old school Nintendo flash and nothing can hit you until you escape thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel the full brunt of the instant death lava.
That actually happened to me too, only with the Bubble Man spikes. I got hit by a shrimp, jumped up into the spikes, forgot they were an instant kill, and then I jumped again and hit it and then just died. And that there were so many things. There was the lava, the underwater spikes, the Quickman stage lasers, which... Oh, fuck! Okay.
I never played that game before, and I love how I just came in here and defeated the lasers for you, but I couldn't do anything else with the game.
No. Like I said earlier, you were ready. You turned around and looked at me. You're like, how did you
not do this?
How did you finish this?
Yeah, because that wasn't bad. I mean, it was... It started off, but once you got the pattern down, it was easy. But that game was a lot of pattern recognition, is what it is. Pretty much all old Nintendo games, all 8-bit games, and maybe even some 16-bit games, are just pattern recognition.
And that's right, but still, it's just brutally hard.
It is really brutally hard. I think if I played that when I was a kid, that probably would have been one of the games that I just gave up on and it was just too hard. Like I didn't beat Castlevania when I was a kid.
No, that I saw. It was too fucking hard. Did you have you beat it now?
No, I've been playing Assassin's Creed.
No. Okay.
So I haven't gone back and played. I haven't gone back and beat the games that I couldn't beat when I was younger. Well, I take that back because I did go back and beat like A Link to the Past, and now it's like my favorite SNES game of all time. But I never beat it when I was younger.
Wait, you never beat that game? You and John were the people that got me started.
Yeah,
on that.
But not until when we were like 18.
Yeah.
Like yeah, but that game came out way before that. So, it's just, this is one of those games where I would have just gave up, and maybe I would have tried it as an adult, but, like, Crash TV? Smash TV?
Smash TV.
Smash TV, like, that game was, it was so hard, like, I'll never go back and play it ever again.
I went to an arcade, we went to Tornado Terry's back in
that place was awesome, by the way.
No, shout out to Tornado Terry's. Nobody's ever going to go there.
If you happen to be in
Keller, Texas, it's about 45 minutes northeast of Dallas.
What was it, like $13 or something for all you can play?
We played Smash TV.
You can play, that Terminator game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Rise of the Machines until your arm falls off because it's just all you can play. That place is awesome. But
so anyway, we're going back to the difficulty level.
I would have never gone back and played this game because it would have just ruined it for me. It was that hard.
Well, that was the cool thing is that you know that you can get through the other stages. There has to be a way to get through them, and that was kind of the lure of Mega Man is that you could actually, it was attainable. You could beat one stage. There's got to be a way to beat the other stage.
It's a trial by error thing. Like, you have to keep going and like, okay, well, this isn't going to work. Let me try this guy.
I remember we didn't have enough time to do it because we actually have jobs now, but when I was younger and I actually beat the Heat Man stage, was awesome. Because I didn't have the number two power up, so I jumped number two.
I can't get over that. Go ahead.
I actually had to jump over all of the on the blocks as they showed up and materialized.
Did you do that when you were a kid?
I sure did. Can't
Holy
do that.
Shit.
I didn't tell you this. I turned this game on probably a year and a half ago, and I tried to go back. I jumped into the Metal Man stage because it's forgiving. Beat Metal Man, and then I tried to play the rest of the game and just couldn't do it. I was furious.
So that's how I felt, being a person that just went into it not knowing anything about it.
You might be tainted by kind of the game culture now. You're like, well, fuck this game. I can play any other game. But that was it. When Nintendo was out, that was all you're playing.
Fuck this. I'm playing God of War. This is ridiculous.
You're not gonna go back and play the Master System because that's not very... Their marketing was horrible, so it was down the line. Yeah, never had a Sega Master System. Yeah. So then that was it. That was the game you were playing. That was all that you were playing. So that's you had to get through it. So
true, because there. I mean, I played some. I have played tougher games when I was a kid. Lemmings was rough. If you didn't get all those lemmings to line up exactly how you wanted to, and do the pickaxe and do the umbrella and do all that retarded shit, that game was rough as shit. And I played the shit out of it. Or like Mike Tyson's Punch Out was really rough, and I
punch out.
So I can understand that if that was the game you had, you just kept doing it over and over until you beat it.
So when you're going through Mega Man, every stage you stop, you get all your powers recharged going into the next stage. I don't know if he had like a little, like a sidebar, a little cart that he just stopped and powered up at. But as soon as
it's
you
probably hit, heroin.
Heroin?
Heroin.
Heroin. So when you go back into the, when you start the Wily stage, you have to go through five levels or four levels. Yeah, no, it's four levels, but there's no actually that your powers don't recharge.
I why don't your powers recharge when you go to the Wily Castle?
I think it's
the
just, I think
futuristic it's, Castle Grayskull.
It was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
So I just think it was like the difficulty level.
Just to make it that much, make this hard game that much harder.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, you made it through all that stuff where you had to learn all that thing. The Heat Man, like Heat Man stage, was like the punishing part, and then you get to the Wily stage or the Wily levels, and it's retarded because.
But watching that speed run again, never beat it. But watching that speed run, if you knew exactly what you were doing and you knew what power up you needed to use at what time.
No, because that guy was also he was using the power ups where you're supposed to use them, but he also knew like every little bit that he could jump on.
Well, not even a little bit you could jump on, but I mean, like walking through the hallway where those spikes, those little drill spike things, come up and down.
Yeah.
Using the time stop there, I would have never thought about that. I would have just tried to defeat them all and failed. That was pretty awesome. So knowing what power-up to use at the right time would be super helpful there.
Well, even if you're not speedrunning, I actually like the those guys, the enemies that kept respawning a lot, because for some reason Mega Man was pretty forgiving. As hard as it was, it would give you either your life back or give a power-up.
Oh, yeah, so you just kind of walk out of the screen and walk back in and kill this guy.
Yeah.
Or, no power-up, walk back out, walk back in.
And with the little drill monsters that were coming down, they would drop just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, I use that as kind of a power-up mode. Like,
well, that was great. I did the same thing.
And for some reason, the normal enemies would drop extra lives.
Yeah, I didn't. Did that only happen in Wily's Castle? Because I never experienced
that. No, that happened actually everywhere.
Really?
You could just, if you
killed. Bullshit. I didn't get any.
Too bad.
And I killed everybody.
There was, when I was going back and playing, there was one spot that I was so pissed off on because I just kept dying. And I'll tell you right now, I used the emulator save state.
Did you?
Yeah.
What is that, like F10 or something? You're just like, save.
Yeah. For Wily's Castle to get through it, you didn't go through it. And I forgot how brutally hard it is. I went into that castle with, I think, with 7 lives. I had 4 energy tanks.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, I beat all of the Robot Masters without cheating. I wrote down passwords, and that's how I found out that younger Dirk was retarded.
Oh god, I forgot about the passwords. Like, games, you had to do that back in the day.
There was no save. This was before Zelda.
You had to. I mean, yeah. But, I mean,
well, no, but okay.
I'm having a hard time coming gross with the save with the passwords. How did it know that? How did it know that that's where you needed to be?
Well, no, with Mega Man, I was looking at the grid, because the Mega Man grid for saving games was 1 through 5, A through E, and there could be only so many slots that you could pick, because it wouldn't start you off with shit. It wouldn't start you off in the middle of a level. It would say, okay, you've beat this boss, and this boss. You have these power-ups.
Okay. So it would start you with the power-ups you had.
Yeah.
Would it start, like, if you had extra lives and energy tanks and stuff, would it start you with
yes.
that?
Yes. So there's only like 4 or 5 parameters that it needed to adhere to, so that's why you could have that grid. But when I was younger, I used to draw that grid out.
Really?
Yeah, and I would actually draw the bubbles in, and then when I was an adult, look, as I'm...
When you were an adult, before you regressed and became a child again.
So 2 days ago, 3 days ago, when I was when I was playing this, to just refresh my memory, I actually... It was like an epiphany, like when you see it, like an ape learn how to use tools. Like, no, I'm sitting. It was last weekend. I'm sitting in my living room. I'm playing this. And I'm like, okay, so I beat 4 bosses. I'm gonna get the password. So I go to write the little the grid out, and I'm like, oh wait a second, I can just write the letter and then what numbers correspond. So I made it like so simple. I'm like, I was a retard as a child.
Well, you know, you didn't understand, what is that, geometry, calculus, trigonometry, I don't know, I was really bad at math.
The mathematical tables?
Is that algebra?
Algebra. No, it's not algebra, it's just math, it's just basic multiplication.
What?
Algebra introduces variables.
Let's not go that deep.
X and Y, just like last time.
All right, so the Wily stage... you had to refight all of the Robot Masters again.
Yes, very easy.
But how do you know what Robot Master you're fighting? Like, it's just a bunch of dark rooms that you go into, and all of a sudden there's a Robot Master.
You didn't know. And that was the first time you saw that on the speed run. That guy knew which one to go to.
He did. But when you were a kid, there was no way to know. You just went into a room.
No, you went into it, and the hope was is that you could you knew what defeated him, so you could switch to that pretty quickly. So...
How do you beat Wily? Like, how did you beat Wily?
The only way that you can beat him with the Bubble Man.
That's terrible.
It is.
That's like the worst weapon in the game beats the boss.
It is, and that's why they threw it back to you, because I sat there trying to figure out how to... Are you talking about the alien form, or are you talking about the other forms?
No, just in general, like that big jet thing. Like, how do you take that thing down? I saw you do it with the saw blade.
I didn't have that, so I actually had to keep going back. This goes back to the save state. I had to keep going back, and I had to just remember where his little lasers were going, and I beat him with the Mega Man blaster.
Really? With the original blaster?
Yeah, so if you can just jump up and just like pop a couple off, and then land, jump up, pop a couple off.
Well, that's what I do every day.
Okay, that's...
Just jump and
TMI.
Pop them off.
TMI. So when, by the time I got to the end boss, the Wily stage, I only had Mega Man Blaster, so I would jump up and shoot him a couple times, pop a couple off. Oh, you want to do it. You want to say it so bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never make an innuendo about popping one off. Go ahead.
So, yeah. By the time I got there, I didn't have any of my Metal Man Blade because I used those up all at the beginning of the Dr. Wily Castle.
And why wouldn't you? It's a great weapon.
No, and I forgot that you can't... There's a certain part where you can't gain that your power-ups back. So, I was screwed. So, save state, cheated.
No, hey, whatever you got to do to win.
Listen, I already wasted enough time on this game when I was younger. I just going back trial and error. I have save states now. I can do that. That's
this
how it
is
happened.
The future. We can do whatever fuck we want.
I will harken back to our name, Casual Cowards.
Exactly. Like, if it's not easy, I'm not doing it.
I'm out. And if it is hard, and I have to start back maybe halfway through the level, not going to do it. Not going to happen.
Yeah, if there's not a way for me to make it easy, I ain't doing it either.
Yeah, if I've got to get through more than four enemies to get to the end guy,
no,
game over.
This game, I'm done. I'm going back to playing Candy Crush.
Yeah, so with the original, the first two reiterations or iterations of Dr. Wily, I used my Mega Man Blaster. I had to do it a couple times, but once you memorize what his lasers are doing, it's pretty easy. But then he became an alien.
Did he turn into a robot alien, or did he summon the robot alien? Because after that thing dies, it shows him in that little podium thing.
Well, what he did is that when you beat that whole spaceship, his little pod bounced off the top, and then you had to go to the last stage. And right when you get to the last stage, he's there. Like, Dr. Wily is there, and he's like, come at me, bro. Come at me. But then he turns into this giant alien thing, and he starts to do this figure eight around the room where he'll only drop one or two blasters at you. Like, they almost fell. It was just like, it's like, boom.
He's just like boom. Shitting out bombs.
Yeah. So when you remember that, you can figure out how to shoot him. But I literally went through every single weapon until I figured out, oh, it's the last one that I didn't choose, the Bubble Man. And
one that no one wants to use because it's fucking lame. It's lame.
So
it's real lame.
On Twitter, that's when I figured out, oh, Dr. Wily gets beat by the bubble. That's why I posted that, Dr. Wily, you're on the bubble. And another cool thing that we never mentioned in the intro of Mega Man is that the programmers for this game were only 8 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Nowadays it takes, what, like 300 people to make a video game?
At least.
Well, wow.
Because Mega Man 1 did so poorly that they basically they were going to shut it down, and there was a group of people that were like, no, I think we can make this better. Capcom was like, if you want to do it, you got to do it on your own time. So Mega Man 2 was made after hours by the people who just like really believed in the franchise, and that actually was the turning point, which is another reason why I think us doing Mega Man 2 is so poignant, because it's I wouldn't call it like a huge franchise, but he is one of the characters that we all recognize.
Well, he's like a Nintendo mascot. I mean, he's up there with Mario and Samus and Link, and like, he's one of those, you just associate that with Nintendo.
You do.
So he's definitely like a big thing for Nintendo. It wasn't, I guess when it came out, it wasn't as big as it is now. I mean, Mega Man is, everyone knows Mega Man, but in 1989... or 88 or whatever, I didn't know who the fuck Mega Man was. I mean, until the cartoon came out, I didn't know who the fuck Mega Man was.
He was dead in the water. And
he was. Poor Mega Man. I feel real bad for him.
Why?
I don't know. It's a good game. It is a good game. It's hard. It's frustrating, but it's put together well.
And for the gameplay, they kept changing the gameplay into the Super Nintendo, and then I played a Mega Man on the PlayStation. The original gameplay was so good that a couple years ago they made Mega Man 8 or Mega Man 9 and Mega Man 10 for the Wii. I'm pretty sure it was for the Wii. They might have done a couple others after that, but it was back to the original Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3 graphics. So that kind of speaks to what we're used to, how we came to accept it. It's fucking awesome.
It is. I'll probably do 3 after this. I mean, were the other games in the series
For Mega Man?
Yeah, did they just keep this theme up of being the bosses and stealing their powers? And
after Mega Man 3, I know they went to Mega Man X, and then after that it got kind of too Japanese anime for me, so I just stopped paying attention. Also, I didn't own a Super Nintendo.
Really?
Nope.
Like, wait, how did you play Earthworm Jim, or how did you play Street Fighter?
Never played Earthworm Jim. I played Street
Fighter. You never played Earthworm Jim?
Nope.
Holy shit.
So we have another episode in the pipes.
So, just the last, like, really great thing about Mega Man that I really want to touch on is the music. That music is...
Awesome music.
I've played this game amazing. For, like, seriously 3 hours of my life, and I know the music. Yeah. It's great.
It actually gave you something that no other game had.
He's not like an Uematsu or a Koji Kondo. Like, he's not like... This composer isn't someone that you think of when you think of video game music, but yet he still made these great songs for Mega Man. And, I mean, what is his name?
He's looking
at Takashi Tetashi.
There it is.
I've never even heard of him, and I don't know if he did anything after that, but he made some great songs for this. I mean...
One of my favorite... Like, I have three favorite songs in the Mega Man... Actually, four. Just because they're so intense. The first one is the Crash Man stage, and only because it's got, like, kind of a breakdown.
Breakdown, oh yeah.
And here comes... Dun, 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 dun. Get ready for this.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Doo, doo. Oh, here it comes. Right there. That, doo, 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 doo.
This reminds me of DuckTales for some reason.
He may have done something on DuckTales. I don't know enough about that.
I really like that Bubble Man stage.
You hated
music.
The Bubble Man stage.
Yeah, but the music is badass.
Really, that boom.
It's.
You give me 1 second, and I will have you Bubble Man.
It's haunting. It's good music. I mean, just the whole game. All the music is great.
That's Airman. My bad. That right there. That. This got your juices flowing.
Maybe because I like metal. So when music doesn't fit together well, and this doesn't fit together.
No,
well.
It doesn't. Like, this is like I'm sitting back for the smooth FM.
Yeah, there's nothing smooth about this. Like, everything about this song is put together like it's put together like a metal song. Nothing fits well, and they just shove it all together and then shove it in your face. It's all fantastic.
Right. Okay, wait for Heat Man. Heat Man's pretty fucking dope. That was not Heat Man. This is the boss stage. Listen
to
that.
Yeah, I was saying, that sounds like some Metal Gear shit. What is that?
Boss is gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I knew that was coming and I knew that sound, and I seriously played this game for 3 hours. It definitely stuck with me.
Little Heat Man. Oh, this is Heat Man. This is a Woodman.
Yeah, Woodman.
That Cypress, that Hitchhiki Hoodoo Cypress.
But I mean, it just, it's so, like, people know this music. Even people who don't play the game know this music. I mean, that guy Mega Ran made his whole career off of Mega Man music. And now,
Oh, yeah.
He has the Final Fantasy album that I love, that you hate. Well, you don't hate it. You can't take it seriously.
Well, I can't because it's...
But he made his whole career off of that right
we
there.
We should
because
say
it's so memorable.
We should say it a little slower. Mega Rand is our...
Mega Rand. It's like Mega Man, but Mega Rand.
Mega Rand, okay.
Because he was random and then turned into Mega Rand. Black Materia, if you can Get find loose. That album, it's the shit. Definitely check that out.
Well, you know, we'll put a link. We'll put a link in the description.
Yeah, link. We can link Mega Rand. I mean...
And then he can sue us for talking about...
He was a cool ass dude because he had a booth set up and he was selling his stuff. He was over there doing it himself. Had one of those weird little things you hook onto your iPhone and take your money.
Nice.
But yeah.
But in the vein of music, I mean, he picked a great franchise.
Yeah, if you're gonna pick a place
to start,
pick something as memorable as that, because that just stuck in everyone's mind.
All right, so there's that, and that's it. That's all I got.
I like it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us, and I hope you tune in the next 2 weeks. We'll be doing this bi-weekly.
Yeah, hopefully. If Ryan can free up time.
If I could take time away from drinking and barbecuing, I'll be sure to get in here.
So I am Dirk.
And I'm Ryan.
Thank you for tuning into the Casual Cowards of Gaming.
We'll see you next time.